Welcome to the Invisible Illness Podcast with patient advocate Susan Bilheimer. You can call the vent line now with your comments and questions, 872-222-8718. And now, your host, Susan Bilheimer.
Hi, everyone. This is Susan Bilheimer, and you're listening to the Invisible Illness Podcast. Today, my guest is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Teitelbaum is a world-renowned expert in the fields of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. He's the author of the best-selling book From Fatigue to Fantastic and Pain-Free 1-2-3, a proven program for eliminating chronic pain now. His newest book is Beat Sugar Addiction Now. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'll be airing the second part next week. And now, part one of my conversation with Dr. Teitelbaum. Dr. Teitelbaum, I am delighted that you could be here with me today. I have about a million questions to ask you. The first thing I want to talk about is your SHINE protocol, because that seems to be the cornerstone of your treatment, not just for CFIDS and fibromyalgia, but for pain. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about what the SHINE protocol is, please.
Absolutely, Susan. Because what happens is that Americans are suffering from an energy crisis, where we're spending more energy than we're able to make for a number of reasons. And what happens when you don't have energy, number one, you'll see it reflect this chronic fatigue syndrome, where a central control center called the hypothalamus malfunctions. It uses a lot of energy. No energy, it goes offline. It's like blowing a fuse. And to restore energy and turn the circuit breaker back on, you remember SHINE. S stands for sleep. You want to get to 8 hours of sleep a night. And again, that circuit breaker, that hypothalamic circuit breaker that goes offline, controls sleep. This is why you can't sleep even though you're exhausted when you have CFS and fibro. But there are ways, naturally on prescription, to get to good, healthy, solid 8 hours sleep a night. Meanwhile, looking for sleep problems like sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, all of those are fairly straightforward to treat. H in SHINE would be hormonal support, which would be thyroid, adrenal, and even the reproductive hormones, using bioidentical hormones. And again, you don't treat the tests. The tests miss the vast majority of people with hormonal deficiencies. That's a whole other topic we can talk about. You treat based on symptoms of hormonal deficiency. So if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need thyroid hormone, period. The I would be infections. And there's dozens of infections going on in this disease. Many listeners have heard about XMRV, MLV virus. We've seen a lot of Lyme disease. There's many, many different infections. However, a key infection to treat, which virtually everybody seems to have with this disease, is what I call candida or yeast. And there's straightforward treatments that will knock out the candida overgrowth. The marker for that, if you have spastic colon or chronic sinusitis with this disease, you've got candida. And is nutritional support. People need widespread nutritional support. This can be done very easily. There's a special nutrient. We have another study which just came out, which just has been being submitted for publication. 257 CFS patients and fibro patients given ribose. Increased energy, an average of 61% after 3 weeks. A very dramatic effect. So N is nutrition. And E is exercise as able. And I'm going to underline the words as able. So maybe we'll talk about that, the new PACE study which came out, which is another exercise and media insanity.
Yes, I did a whole podcast about that. That made me nuts because I am a patient. So what was your opinion about that?
Well, let me give a very simple thing. In any disease, and for example, a review just came out showing that in people with cancer, if you go ahead and use CBT and exercise, they improve. Their energy goes up and they feel better. Now, nobody in the media is going to say, oh, this proves that cancer people are just crazy. It's
exactly.
Not real.
Exactly. Exactly.
So can you imagine, it's the same thing here. If you substitute cancer for CFS, it makes sense that if you have a disabling condition like CFS, yes, graded exercise is helpful if you don't do too much to where you crash yourself. Otherwise, you decondition. Learning to cope with illness, of course, it's helpful for any chronic illness. On the other hand, I know of no other illness where they tell people there's nothing wrong with you. You're crazy as part of the CBT. That's abusive and just plain nasty.
Oh, my God. This is music to my ears. Really, to hear someone like you saying that, oh, God, I can breathe.
Well, the good news, Suzanne, if you want to put it that way, is that where it used to be very few people had these illnesses. When I had it back in 1975, there weren't many of us who had the illness. It now is fairly common. So it's become, it, it it can't be shoved in the closet anymore because the closet's not big enough.
Right, right.
But it's treatable, and that's the nice thing, Susan, is that, you know, if you wait for the economic system, for the insurance companies and the rest to come and bail you out, you're dead. But you don't have to. People can get well now.
Well, actually, I was going to ask about this later, but since you brought that up, it's a little bit of a touchy subject, but I feel like I have to ask you about this. I know that your centers do not accept insurance. How would you suggest people who really can't afford the full treatment be able to get the help? Because I you know, insurance is the only way I can get any treatment at all.
Exactly. And that's, let's go through that because that's a really important question. First of all, I want to note in terms of the fibromyalgia and fatigue centers, and they do a wonderful job. I have no ownership in the centers.
Oh, I thought they were yours. They're not yours?
No, not at all. What it is I was in looking for doctors, and I would recommend thousands of doctors around the world for people. I was so impressed with this place that I told them I wanted to come in and be medical director and train your doctor set. So I come in and I'll go train the doctors, but I have no ownership. So if you come in and see, you know, the doctor, that I don't make anything on that. My job is that I want to make sure their doctors are the best trained that they can be.
Wow. Okay.
So just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you.
I will give out names of people. All of, if you look on my website, there's hundreds of doctors that I've trained in terms of conferences where they've done two-day workshops, four-day workshops. There's holisticboard.org, which has over 1,400 board-certified holistic doctors around the country. So, again, the fibromyalgia and fatigue centers are wonderful, but like I say, most people, it's $6,000 for the year treatment. That's doctor supplements
just
and
impossible.
The whole thing and the IVs. And that's, it is. For many people, it's just not doable. For many, if you put in comparison, however, if people sit there and they have, you know, a little bit of the fat taken out of their eyelids at a plastic surgeon, it costs that much. But most people can't. So let's talk about, for those who can, I think it's really worth it. But my goal has been to make effective treatment available for everybody. So here's what people can do. Number one, there's actually a computerized physician on my website. If you go to vitality101.com, you'll see the symptom analysis program. I actually hold a patent in the U.S. for a computerized doctor.
Oh, wow.
And I made it for people with this disease. And my new patient visits for 4 hours, and with millions of people, I did the math. That wasn't going to work. So I computerized my thought processes. So people can go online, and we used to charge about $400 for the program because it made about, cost about $500,000 to make it. But we told people if they couldn't afford, we'd let them do it for free. And 80% of people wrote back that they couldn't afford. So we just have made it free to everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can go on the website, do the symptom analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms. It will also analyze lab testing. If you have the pertinent lab tests available, it will analyze those as well. All the symptoms and labs point to the same thing. So if you have the labs, great. If not, don't worry about it. It will analyze them, tell you what is causing your CFS and fibromyalgia. So say, do you have thyroid illness? Do you have sleep apnea as a probability? Do you have candida issues? What are the over 100 different things that can contribute to the CFS and fibro? It'll tell you what's going on in your case, and then tailor a treatment protocol. And you can do it with prescriptions or you can do it naturally, as people prefer. The benefit of the medications is that insurance will cover them sometimes.
Right,
the
right.
downside is they're expensive and have side effects and you can't get doctors to write them. Virtually everything, there's one or two things that I really like people to get by prescription, but most of the rest can be done naturally. It will tailor a treatment protocol and say, these are the treatments.
That is fantastic.
That you need. So my goal has been to make effective treatment available for everybody on the planet. And we teach, I'll lecture to thousands of doctors around the world, sometimes thousands at a pop. In Indonesia, there are 4,000 that I lecture to, for example, obviously. So it's, we're all over, you know, teaching all over the world. So for those who can't afford, certainly you want to find a doctor that can help. A holistic doctor is a good start. And like I say, we mentioned holisticboard.org, over 1,400 board-certified holistic physicians in the U.S. Fibroandfatigue.com, the fibromyalgia and fatigue centers. These are clinics around the country that this is what they do. So these are doctors that I know are well-trained because I train them. So there's all kinds of things, but you can do it on your own. Most of this, if you just do that online program, it'll say, here's what you take for sleep. Here are the hormones you need. And it'll talk about non-prescription alternatives you can use. Although for thyroid, I prefer the prescription thyroid. Infections, we'll talk about natural antifungals. Most of the infections, Susan, you know, we hear about all these other things like XMRV and HHV6 and CMV and EBV and, you know.
Right, I'm confused about that because I have those and I don't know what that means. If that means I have it's active or they're antibodies, I don't really understand that.
Let's talk about that. Because the problem is, because the immune system is down, people with this disease are going to pick up dozens of hitchhiker illness and infections. The other problem is that we don't have testing for them. There's, when the doctor does the test, there's usually one of three tests they're going to do. It's the IgG antibody is the most common.
Yes.
All that tells you is whether you've ever had this infection ever in your life. So if you go to somebody 110 years old and you do the antibody for the flu of 1905, they will still show positive, 105 years later that they had that when they were a child. This is kind of a register that suggests you had this sometime, but it does not tell you, in most cases, whether it's active. And then there's the IgM antibody, which just tells you whether this is a new infection that you got in the last 2 months. So if you have the chronic infections in CFS, that test won't tell you. And then there's PCR studies, which have problems of their own.
Wow.
In terms of both sensitivity and specificity. So the bottom line, let me give you a simple way to handle this, because otherwise it's going to make people nuts.
Yes.
The bottom line is...
That's true.
And so what's a mother to do? So here's how you do it. You recognize there are multiple infections. Some of them are active. Some of them are in the past. We don't have good testing for it. But the thing is that the problem is not the infection. The problem is that your immune system is not functioning properly. Virtually all of these infections are what I call opportunistic, which means if your immune system is healthy, it will kill them in a flash. So when you do the SHINE protocol, it's going to restore immune function. Now, there are some exceptions. Candida, really big bugs. If the virus is as big as a pinpoint, the candida is bigger than the house, just to put them in size perspective.
Right.
So you've got to kill those off. And again, it's not hard to do. The program print out. I want to tell people, if you do the online program, your printer's going to be spitting out this whole 50 pages of things. Don't panic. Just look for the one page that says, here's what you have.
Okay.
And then the other one is a treatment checklist, where just the things that apply to you are checked off. But I'm going to trim it down and make it easier, because I think people panic when they see the 50 pages come out. But only the things that are pertinent to your case are checked off. But I leave all 270 treatments plus we use, just so when you work with your doctor on your own, you have next step, next step, next step, next step you can go to. So you
right.
know that there are options, even though there may just be 5, 10, 15 things checked off in your case, depending on what the program shows.
I have one follow-up question on this. Then I want to talk to you about the ribose. What about the natural killer cell activity? So I know there's the natural killer cell, like how many of them you have, and then there's the mm-hmm. natural killer cell activity. So
yep.
what I'm seeing a lot, and it's true in my case, the activity is like nil. Does that mean anything, or they don't know?
It means that your defense systems are asleep.
So it's not good.
You have the soldiers, but they're kind of napping over there.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend people chase the natural killer cell activity thing. It's just a marker. Of immune function. It's one of many markers, literally dozens of markers of immune function. And what you do is you feed them, you get your sleep, you treat these other things so they can get back into shape and start fighting. But this is a test that most of our patients at the centers will see natural killer cell activity will be low. But we find, again, our study has shown that 91% of patients improve when you treat the SHINE. So these are all, they're kind of like you throw a pebble into a pond and you see all these ripples.
Right.
And we're chasing all these ripples down, 20 ripples away. And I'm just going, you don't have to do that. Go after the core issue, which is the energy.
Right.
And when you do that, your immune system's going to come back online. It will kill off these different infections. You will see your immune function working again because you're going to feel a lot better.
Well, let's talk a little about the ribose. I was reading a bit about it, and it says it's a sugar. Can you explain the difference between that and dextrose and sucrose and all the rest of them?
Absolutely, Susan. In fact, my most recent book that I wrote is called Beat Sugar Addiction Now. It also includes a lot for people with CFS and fibro, because the Penguin, God bless them, they're the ones that do my fatigue, fantastic book. And I kept wanting to write a Cliff Notes version.
Right.
And they said, no, the other book is doing so well, we don't want to mess with it. So I got to kind of put the Cliff Notes version in the Beat Sugar Addiction book of the simplified form of how to treat this disease. Sugar is devastating to the body and the immune system, and it triggers all kinds of problems. And people with this disease, in part because we have increased thirst, so how do I call it, drink like a fish, pee like a racehorse, hormones
right.
holding out the salt in the water. And often people are reaching for sugar, sodas and things like that, which are a real problem. So you want to cut back the sugars, but there are some sugars are different. Fructose, sucrose, these sugars we have added in food processing, most of those are just nasty to the body, and we get 150 pounds per person per year. But there's a special sugar that your body makes, and you won't find it in food. It has to be made by your body, called ribose. It does not act like sugar in the body in terms of it. If you take it, it actually lowers your blood sugar. It doesn't raise it. It doesn't feed yeast. It doesn't do these other things. But what it is used for is the key building block for making energy. So when you eat food, the way your body turns that into energy is it converts it into energy molecules called ATP, NADH, these other things. These are like, this is like the dollar bills, the paper your money is, your energy currency is printed on. And it tends to be deficient, and your body can't make it quickly enough because it's a really slow process to make it in the body to keep up. And that we were wondering if that was part of the energy crisis, part of the reason people couldn't make energy. So we did a study and we gave it to a bunch of people. And again, I don't take money from any natural product companies. I don't take money from any pharmaceutical companies. I act as a patient advocate, and that's why I don't have to be bashful like that's a thumbs up versus a raspberry.
Right.
And you'll find I give a good number of both. But the study showed, and we now did the second study, again, 61% average increase in energy. Pain went down, sleep improved, brain fog cleared, overall well-being improved by 30%.
Wow.
That was our impression. That's, if you see a 10% improvement to the single nutrient, you go like, wow. But this was like 61% average increase in energy. It was like, my God, after just 3 weeks of using it. And it's very safe. It's benign. The only real side effect we see is that some people will get over-energized. So they just need to lower the dose or take it with food. Rarely people will get gas or loose stools. Just lower the dose, take it with food.
Where do you buy this?
Anywhere. I'll use a form called Korvalin, but really ribose is ribose pretty much. Any health food store will have it. Our website at vitality101.com will carry it. Easy to find.
And you talk a little bit about using vitamin powders instead of pills. So this comes in a powdered form?
Yes. People ask me, which nutrient do I need? And the answer is all of them.
Right.
And what happened early in practice is we'd be giving all these, trying to find the pills people needed to get everything from A to Z. And they were getting these handfuls of pills. I got tired of that. And I went to my favorite supplement company and I told them, like, I want you to make this vitamin powder. And this way people can take one drink. It's called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder by Enzymatic Therapy. Also, any health food store has it, vitality101.com. People take 1/2 to 1 scoop of the powder. It's not expensive. Just add water. I threw a scoop of ribose in with it. And now I have, that's my morning energy drink. That's what I took right before we did the show this morning. And that will supply virtually all the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that people need, with the exception of iron, because most people don't need it. And it's toxic if they don't need it to give it. And it doesn't have essential fatty acids because oil and water don't mix.
Right.
So for those of you who think you might need fish oil, there's another company that makes a wonderful single tablet, one a day, instead of 12 tablets a day. It's Europharma, and the product is called Vectomega, V-E-C-T-O-M-E-G-A. It has 50 times the absorption of standard fish oil. And this way, instead of having to take 12 capsules of fish oil and burping up fish oil all day, you take one tablet and you're covered. So this is the way we make it really easy for people. You get one drink in the morning, one fish oil Vectomega tablet. You've got your vitamins and minerals covered. You've got the cofactors, your magnesium, amino acids. It's all in there.
What is your experience with the chemically sensitive? Is there some different way you treat those who seem to be reactive to everything?
Well, see, that's an important thing, because most people with this disease tend to be more sensitive in general. And what I find is most of the food allergies will clear up when I treat the adrenal and candida issues, because the candida causes leaky gut, so people are absorbing their food proteins before they're completely digested. And then the adrenal being off causes their immune system to be kind of on a hair trigger. So most people find most of their sensitivities will clear with the treating the adrenal issues and treating the candida. But there are some where the sensitivities are a primary part of their process. And if you're sensitive to the nutrients that are essential to your body, what I'm going to recommend, Susan, is a special acupressure technique called NAEP.
This is the end of part one of my conversation with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Next week, you'll be able to hear part two. We'd love to hear your feedback about this podcast. Please call our 24-hour vent line at 872-222-8718. We may even play your comment on the air. Thanks for listening. I'll be talking to you soon. Take care.
You've been listening to the Invisible Illness Podcast with Susan Bilheimer. Visit the website at www.invisibleillnesspodcast.com.